Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Well, I try to take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what, and to step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Women Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't think I would have any advice per se because I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it one way or another, good or bad.
I think it comes down to being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal because everything that happens to me happens to just basically everybody, especially women.
You're listening to The Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show. I'm so happy you're here, so thanks for tuning in. Today's topic is creating your purpose. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to seek a deeper purpose in your career, no matter what your work may be. Trust your intuition to guide you and craft language to better sell your business or your ideas. My guest today is Shauna Kessler-Frost, director of Albuquerque Meals on Wheels, a meal delivery service that offers daily hot meals to individuals that may otherwise go without food. Meals on Wheels of Albuquerque was named a 2014 Nonprofit of the Year honoree by Albuquerque Business First. Prior to becoming director, Shauna was a board member and volunteer while working for a car dealership. While working in the auto industry may not seem like an obvious predecessor to nonprofit management, Shauna was able to create a purpose in her car dealership work by integrating community service into her position. Today, I'm going to talk to Shauna about finding purpose in your work, whatever that may be, listening to intuition, and adjusting your language to focus on the why rather than the what for greater profit. The free giveaway today is my Communicate Your Purpose handout, and listeners can download it at wellwomanlife.com/013show. I absolutely love this giveaway because it explains the difference between why, how, and what, and it's based on Simon Sinek's Start With Why model, and it describes how you can immediately start crafting your language for greater impact and results. But before we get started, I want to thank our sponsor today, Leafy Greens. They provide seasonal cleanses and nutrition consultations, and I love them. Leah is the owner, and she does a 21-day cleanse that literally changed my life a couple of years ago. You can visit wellwomanlife.com/leafygreens to sign up for the cleanse and get a 10% Well Woman discount. Now to my interview with Shauna Kessler-Frost. Welcome to the Well Woman Show. I'm Giovanna Rossi. I'm speaking this afternoon with Shauna Kessler-Frost, who is the executive director of Meals on Wheels of Albuquerque. Welcome to the program, Shauna.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Great. Well, I met you back during a TEDx talk, and actually you are the executive director of Meals on Wheels, and also your husband is an entrepreneur and businessman too.
Yes.
And I heard him talk that night. That was cool. How did you get into being the executive director of Meals on Wheels? I saw in your bio you did some work in Japan and that. Can you just give us your sort of background story?
Yeah. So I actually started in marketing in Japan. I lived there for about 4 years. And I came back and I was actually doing marketing for a fantastic car dealership of all places. And one of the principles that they really stood on was community service. And we ended up starting a corporate driving team for Meals on Wheels. And I signed up for that and I would deliver every once in a while. And I ended up doing that for 7 years. And I became more and more involved as my heart fell in love with the people that I was serving, and I looked for more ways to get involved and really use the skill set that I had in a nonprofit capacity. A lot of times with nonprofits, especially smaller nonprofits, they don't have the budget to be able to do something like, you know, have a graphic designer on staff or have somebody on staff that understands the ins and outs of advertising. And so I volunteered those services for quite a while. I ended up on the board. And then when the previous executive director was retiring, you know, she recognized that I was younger and I had a skill set that they hadn't had in the past. And she asked me to go ahead and apply. So I went through the application process and I was very lucky to be hired.
Okay. So I want to ask you, how did you end up in Japan? Let's go back there and then we'll get into some of what else you said. But how did you, what were you doing in Japan?
I actually worked for the civilian component of the Marine Corps. It's called MCCS, or Marine Corps Community Services. They're the organization that handles all the quality of life aspects. So the gyms, the libraries, the restaurants, the movie theaters, that kind of thing. I was doing customer support and marketing for them. And so that took me over there. And then when I was done, I came back.
Customer support, meaning your customers were the Marines?
Yeah, the Marines and their families. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was. It was a wonderful position.
Wow. And that took you to Japan. And then when you finished, you came back.
When I finished, I came back and I got a job at a car dealership. I never thought I would be interested in working at a car dealership. but it was very special. So I had to grab the position.
Now, do you think finding Meals on Wheels has speaks to your passion? I mean, obviously, it's a mission-based organization, and it does wonderful things for people. Is that what really grabbed you?
You know, I had always been raised with the thought and the idea that you should do something good for someone every day, and that you should serve a purpose beyond yourself. And so when I first got involved, that was really the reason why. It wasn't anything in particular about the program that I loved. But as I started working with it and delivering meals and working in different capacities, I really came to love what the mission actually stood for, and it became very personal to me. You know, having aging family members going through very similar things that I was seeing in my clients. I like to call them my clients. And so it really hit my heart as I was progressing through life. It hit me in a way that I was going through something very similar on a caregiver level. And so that's really how it happened.
And for people listening all over the country and in different locations, Meals on Wheels is a national organization, but what is it exactly? Who do you serve and what do you do?
So I like to say, so we believe that everybody deserves to live a happy, healthy, and independent life surrounded by the things and people and the places that they love, mostly, you know, being in their own home. And we do that by delivering a hot, healthy meal Monday through Friday by a volunteer who is there to check on the client, make sure that they're doing okay, and also to provide a friendly face and someone to talk to on a regular basis. In Albuquerque, we do a client survey, and over half of our low-income clients say that Meals on Wheels volunteers is the only person that they see on a regular basis. So it's important. Yeah.
Is it only for seniors?
So we're all independent, even though we're across the country, we're all independent. So our particular program in Albuquerque serves anyone of any age, but there are some Meals on Wheels across the country who choose to only serve a senior population.
And how does someone get your service? Do they just sign up somehow? I mean, how do you decide who to give the meals to?
So our particular program is, we don't have any qualifications. We work on a sliding scale based on income. So depending on someone's income, we either ask that you pay full price, partial price, or we can offer meals for free depending on the amount of funding that we currently have.
Hmm. Okay. And who cooks the meals and where? How does this happen?
We cook the meals. Okay. We actually have a kitchen on site. And a fantastic staff. Probably in the kitchen, we probably have about 12 to 15 people back there in the kitchen cooking every day. They show up around 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and the meals go out by 10 a.m. And we, our location does about 500 meals a day.
Okay. And so it's lunches, basically. You're doing hot lunches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's pretty cool when you get to see it. If you are in an area that has a Meals on Wheels, ask them for a tour. It'll change your life. It's pretty cool.
Do you notice that you have more women clients than men, or more men than women? Is there a difference?
Women. We definitely have more women. Women, especially seniors, women tend to outlive their husbands. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the dexterity or the hand strength to be able to prepare foods for themselves or to stand for long periods of times. And so they'll give us a call.
Okay. So you were volunteering, and at what point, when you were working for the car dealership and you were volunteering for Meals on Wheels, at what point did you know in your mind and your heart that you wanted to do more than the car dealership and actually go and make this your career?
Well, I knew immediately, probably within the first couple weeks of volunteering, that I wanted to do more than just deliver meals. Probably it took me a couple years to be asked to join the board, and that was really special to me. And I think it was at that point in time that I realized that the services that I had and the ideas that I had and the thoughts that I had were valued enough to have this be a valuable opportunity for me.
And in the first couple of weeks that you just mentioned, was there someone that you met that made an impact on you that you can tell us about?
Yes. Well, all my clients had an impact on me, but yeah, there's one in particular. Her name was Elizabeth, and she was just the cutest little old lady. And we would come and we would deliver meals, and we would sit and talk with her. We would go deliver in pairs, and you know, we'd ask her day was, and she would, "Oh, I went to the hairdresser today," or I took a walk around you know, my apartment complex today. And I remember one time we were running late and we got there and her caretaker was preparing food. And we said, "Oh, I'm sorry that you thought we weren't going to come. You know, we were just running a little late." And her caretaker said, "Oh no, she has diabetes. And if she has to eat by a certain time or it's not healthy for her." And, that was, you know, that was really important. We actually would make a change to the order of our route that we would deliver in so that we could make sure that we would get to her on time. Oh, wow. Because that's how important it was to us. She was probably the one where I had the biggest connection with.
Mm. Yeah. And, Shauna, at what point did you, know, and this is a broader question about your whole career, but at what point did you know you were really good at what you do?
You know, I think I'm still not 100% sure of that. I think a lot of times as women, we struggle to say, "Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing it well?" And you look for little confirmations every day. You know, the bottom line on your profit and loss statement is going up. You look around the office and you see your staff smiling. You get a phone call from a client that says, "Thank you." It's those little reassurances that happen every day that let me know that I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, it's so true. It's definitely the little things, isn't it?
Yes.
and you do need that reassurance because, you know, there's so many things to be thinking of and taking care of, and you've got to be reminded that, yes, you are doing an awesome job.
Yeah. I think sometimes women get into that rut of not necessarily realizing that they're doing a good job. And so looking for the little things helps because it keeps you in that mindset.
Hmm. Yeah, definitely. How have you, Shauna, balanced all of the different things in your life. So you're the executive director, and I know from being an executive director of a small nonprofit how much that takes out of you. It's a really demanding job, and you're balancing a family. I mean, you're married and you've got family and you've got other things going on probably. How have you managed to balance that? Or do you think you are?
Well, I try to. Some days are better than others. I think it's important to really look at what you as a person or I as a person feel is important. And what makes me happy, and really make an effort to include that into what I do on a regular basis.
So give me an example. Like, how do you actually, like, make that happen?
So, well, there's a couple things. The first one is I love cooking. My husband and I, we cook to de-stress. Mm. Spending time in the kitchen together is something that is really special to us. It's just a special bond and a connection that we have. And so we cook on a regular basis, probably at least 4 nights a week, regardless of how tired we are. We go and we cook together in the kitchen.
Let me just ask you, because I love that. That's so great, because that really is something that you love, and you love doing it with your husband. And just doing something like that several times a week can really create that balance that we need as busy women. But I want to ask you, who plans the meals? Like, do you take turns, or is it like, I'll go do shopping and then when we get home, we'll figure it out?
Well, that's another really good way to balance is he does the shopping and he also does the cleaning.
Nice.
So I'll do like the prep work. And so we have our jobs and, really discussing, well, you know, I really hate going somewhere on my way home from work. I just want to go home. Or I really hate washing dishes. But I love to just sit there and mindlessly chop stuff or measure things. That's what I'm good at. And so we've kind of come to this agreement that he does his little things that I don't like doing, and I do my little things that he doesn't necessarily like doing. And it kind of comes together. As for the recipes, it's really just, you know, who thinks of it first and texts the other person and say, hey, do you want shrimp and pasta tonight or something, you know?
Right. Right. And let's see. I am speaking with Shauna Kessler-Frost, Executive Director of Meals on Wheels of Albuquerque. And Shauna, we're going into a segment that I call Superpowers for Success.
Okay.
And so I'm going to ask you several questions, and we can kind of just get through them. The first one is, what does success in life mean for you?
Success to me means waking up and being happy and excited to go into work and to be able to do something that you love. I wake up every day and I'm excited to come to work. And when I leave work, I feel like I've accomplished something good.
Okay. And describe one personal habit that contributes to your well-being.
Books on tape.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
What do you mean?
So I have a fairly long commute, probably 30 to 45 minutes each way. And reading books on tape is a really great way for me to learn something. So I listen to a lot of business type books. And it's a way for me to fill that time when I normally wouldn't be doing something. And it lets me relax too. Relaxing to me is, thinking in my head and not having to talk to anybody or do anything. And so when I listen to books on tape on my way to and from work, I can kind of, just zone out and listen to what's happening. And it makes me happy. It calms me down at the end of the day.
Isn't that so true? Yes. Having that alone time is amazing. My husband actually loves his commute to work because he's
alone in the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and he can drink his coffee and do his thing.
Yep. I know the feeling.
But yeah, having that time, and some people call it white space time and or zoning out time, but it's that time when you don't have to interact with anyone.
Yes. That's it.
Yeah. It's really necessary.
Yep.
Okay. And along those lines, I'm going to ask you another question. What book are you reading right now? Like, what's on your nightstand or in your car for your books on tape that you would recommend other people read? And definitely we have a lot of executives and entrepreneurs listening. So your business books, that would be interesting. But what are you reading right now that you would want to share?
So right now I am reading a book called Start With Why, and it's by Simon Sinek. Mm-hmm. And it really opened my eyes. It's really about how people buy why you do things, not necessarily what you do. And I thought this was really important for, especially for the nonprofit world. You know, why would somebody be interested in Meals on Wheels or donating to Meals on Wheels? And it really changed my approach to how I talk about the program and what we do, both to potential clients as well as to volunteers and to donors. So I think I highly recommend that book for somebody who is in a position to be able to change conversations about their own organization and why they exist.
Yeah, I love that. I love him and that whole message that he shares. I actually use that when I train on
awesome.
Yeah, on like messaging or telling your story and marketing. It's the why, not the what or the how, right?
Yeah.
You need to get to the what and the how, but you start with the why. And it's really useful for all kinds of people, you know, anybody who needs to share what they're doing or why, you know, why they're doing it.
Yeah, it lets you be persuasive in when you're talking to people without necessarily coming off as pushy or having to learn quote unquote sales tactics, that kind of thing. It's just a really organic way to be able to talk to people and convince them that what you're doing is important.
Okay, so Shauna, we're going to do something a little different here because I love this. Let's give an example to listeners real quick of how you use this little thing.
Okay.
With Meals on Wheels, like instead of saying, you know, we serve meals to people by, you know, cooking and delivering, how would you then reframe that to start with the why?
Yeah. So actually, I did that at the very beginning of the program, and I did that based off of the book that I was reading.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, and I'll tell you, it's actually had an effect. So in the past, when clients would call or donors would call about our program, we would talk about, we deliver, you know, hot meals 5 days a week, and this is the cost, and they're delivered by volunteers and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I actually went in and I talked with my staff, and we changed the script that we have for our phone calls when people call us. And we started with, we believe that people deserve to live happy, healthy, independent lives.
Oh, yes. You did start with that, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we believe that they deserve to be close to the things and the people and the places that they love. Mm-hmm. And we do that by delivering a hot, healthy meal. And I can tell you it's had a significant effect. Even in the short time that we've done it, we've probably almost doubled the number of clients that are following through with their interest in the program.
Oh, really? That's an amazing result.
It really is. And it was just, and I think it's because when you talk about it that way, not only do people understand how passionate you are, but it gives them a mental picture of what you're doing for other people. You know, it's just,
yeah,
it really connects it. It makes it a little bit more concrete.
Well, it's an emotional connection too, because yes, when you answer the question why, you have to really get to the heart of it.
Yes.
And that statement that you made really gets to it, right? We want everyone to live happy, whatever the sentence was.
Yeah.
That speaks to me way more than, you know, we serve meals and we cook them and then we deliver them.
Yeah, exactly. Why would I be interested in supporting a program that all I know is delivers meals? Mm-hmm. But I am interested in supporting a program that helps people live independently. You know, it's a mind shift. We do the same thing. It's just a difference in how we talk about it.
Right. And on that note, how can people help with what you're doing?
Fantastic question. So going online, Meals on Wheels America has a website that they can go to, mealsonwheelsamerica.org. Meals on Wheels is a national organization. So regardless of where your listeners are from, they have the opportunity to support their own local program. And many of the local programs receive no state or federal funding. So donations from people like your listeners are essential to keeping it moving. Not only that, but donations can be of time too. Volunteers are always necessary. Just to give you an idea, in our program alone, we have about 20 staff members and 400 volunteers. Oh, so, wow. Yes. And I would venture to say that a lot of the organizations, Meals on Wheels organizations across the country, probably had very similar stories to ours. And so even if you can just give a couple hours a week is really all it takes. And somebody can find a local program by going on to the Meals on Wheels America website and typing in their zip code and looking for their local program.
Oh, cool. Okay. mealsonwheelsamerica.org.
Yes.
And last question for you, Shauna, is what advice would you give your younger self? So, like, I don't actually know how old you are, but, you know, usually I say, you know, what advice would you give your 25-year-old self or yourself sort of 10 years ago when you were starting out?
Probably to stick with it and not always second guess yourself.
Ah, that's so great.
Yeah. Yeah. I think lots of people do it, not just me, which kind of makes me feel better that I'm not the only one out there second guessing myself. But, yeah, you know, looking back, a lot of the decisions that I had trouble making, I knew the right way to go in my gut.
And that's all about intuition, isn't it?
Yes, woman's intuition.
And it's always there. It's just we don't listen to it. We can't connect with our intuition all the time.
Yeah, no. And yeah, that can be, it can be frustrating. Well, especially when somebody's trying to be very business oriented, sometimes they can be, you know, very cut and dry and they think that the intuition piece shouldn't factor in, but that's not the case.
No. And more men, too, are realizing that when they connect with their intuition, they do better.
Yep.
So when did you, I said that was the last question, but now I'm going to ask you another question. Okay. When did you, when did that shift for you? Like, when did you stop second guessing yourself?
Probably a lot when I took this position a couple years ago. I mean, every once in a while it still creeps up and, you know, you hear it in the back of your head. But, you know, really being trusted enough to run an organization meant a lot to me. And it was kind of a paradigm shift for me that I listened to my gut and it got me this far and I should continue doing it.
Mm, that's great. I've been speaking with Shauna Kessler-Frost today, and I want to thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's it for our show today. I've been speaking with Shauna Kessler-Frost, director of Meals on Wheels of Albuquerque. I spoke with Shauna about finding purpose in your work, whatever that may be, listening to intuition, and adjusting your language to focus on the why rather than the what. You can get my Communicate Your Purpose handout for free at wellwomanlife.com/013show. Our monthly live event, Well Women Drinks, brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, business owners, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Women Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email me at info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. This really helps raise visibility of the show, which is super helpful when it comes to producing it every week for you. You can also continue the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at facebook.com/groups/wellwomanlifecommunity. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you are listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.